You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. In less than a month, hundreds of thousands of visitors will come to the Greater Green Bay area for the NFL Draft 2025. Traffic, however, is already starting to be affected. Starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow, Oneida Street and Armed Forces Drive in Ashwaubenon will close so crews can begin building the massive stage for the draft. Closures will be in effect until May 10th when the stage comes down. More closures will happen as the draft gets closer. Wisconsin voters have already broken a record for this election before we even get to April 1st. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
About 500,000 Wisconsinites have already cast their ballot for the spring election. Looking at the data, that's about double the number of people who voted absentee in the 2023 state Supreme Court race. It's part of a growing trend that kicked off during the pandemic. More people are exercising their right to vote before Election Day. According to numbers from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, about half the people who voted early voted absentee in person. The other half returned their ballot directly to the clerk's office, through the mail, or via Dropbox. We'll get the final count of absentee ballots for this election on Monday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Early voting wraps up at noon today in Appleton and in Green Bay and Oshkosh at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Voters in Wisconsin shouldn't be put off by President Trump's latest executive order. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports.
Trump's executive action requires providing proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin said Wednesday that the April 1st election in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court, for the Department of Public Instruction, and many, many local races is a state election, not a federal election. Heck said it's also unclear whether the order is constitutional and will withstand challenges in court. He said the intent appears to be to sow confusion ahead of Wisconsin State Supreme Court election, in which Trump has endorsed conservative Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Trump is also demanding that all ballots be received by Election Day. Ballots received later than that are not counted in Wisconsin.
In a posting on his social media site X this week, billionaire and friend of the Donald Trump administration, Elon Musk, announced that a voter named Scott with the last initial of A from Green Bay is the first $1 million winner for signing a petition to oppose activist judges. Musk has been accused of trying to buy the election for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice for conservative judge Brad Schimmel, who is running against liberal-backed judge Susan Crawford in a race that is supposed to be nonpartisan. Jay Heck of Common Cause in Wisconsin calls the payments a last-minute attempt to influence the election. Voters will cast their ballots Tuesday. The State Building Commission is deadlocked on Governor Tony Evers' capital budget. Republican lawmakers argued that more discussion is needed, so the $4.3 billion plan now goes to the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee with no recommendation. State Senate President Mary Felskowski told Evers that a lot of worthy projects are being proposed, but she's concerned about the level of new bonding. This is the fourth straight time the commission has deadlocked. Evers' proposal includes $493 million for Wisconsin's prison system. And among those projects proposed in the capital budget is the governor's plan to close Green Bay Correctional Institution by 2029. Area leaders and prison officials have recommended the closure of that over 100-year-old facility for years. The facility, designed to hold 750 inmates, has a population of over 1,000. The governor's proposal also includes turning the state's oldest prison in Waupun into a vocational training facility for inmates. In the wake of mass layoffs in the federal government, the governor has announced an effort to recruit some of those displaced workers. Governor Tony Evers announced a series of job fairs as the state's Department of Workforce Development attempts to recruit recently fired federal workers. 8 virtual events are being held in April to find workers in key fields such as healthcare, engineering, and law enforcement. Evers says he wants to give displaced federal workers a fresh opportunity.
The federal employees in Wisconsin that are getting bumped out of their jobs, they're doing good work. People wonder why they're being laid off to begin with or fired. And so we know they're good workers, and we have always vacancies in state government. We want to make sure that they have a good landing place.
Registration for the virtual events is free. Evers says he hopes the recruitment effort brings talented workers to the state government and communities in Wisconsin. Find out more information on the DWD website. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announces that the state will receive nearly $22 million from Kroger for its role in the opioid crisis. The company and the state came to a consent agreement last week, and payments are expected to begin coming later this year. So far, Wisconsin has received about $75 million in opioid settlement funds and is expected to receive over $780 million in total. As part of the agreement, Kroger will also be required to closely monitor its pharmacies and report suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. I'm embarrassed to admit, it was the word necessary that knocked me out. So the students competing in the state's largest spelling bee in Madison this weekend have my admiration. More than 50 students from all over Wisconsin will compete. They've already won their school level, district level, and then regional level. The top two competitors from this weekend will head to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. It's the National Bee's 100th anniversary. Only 9 students competed in the very first version back in 1925. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers lose to the Yanks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 4-2 on opening day at Yankee Stadium. A positive was Vinny Capra getting the start at third base and hitting a home run on his first at-bat of the season.
I thought it was a pretty special moment. Yeah, I mean, a win is what we're trying for, but first at-bat to want to do. Stuck to the plan and kind of ended up working out. So
Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta on Capra's shot that sailed over the left field wall.
It was impressive. You know, and at the same time, it's a little weird because we can get a little used to see him doing it during spring training. Hopefully that he keeps doing it that well. I think that he has a lot of things to prove, good things for him, for his career, and for the team.
The crew loaded the bases top of the ninth, but former Brewer Devin Williams got out of the jam, retiring Jackson Chourio and Christian Yelich for the save. The two teams have the night off. They'll play tomorrow at noon. NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They host the Knicks in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here are some flicks that might be worth a look. If you're in the mood for a horror comedy, check out Death of a Unicorn, starring Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega, as a father-daughter duo headed to a party when they accidentally kill a unicorn. The film is pulling an almost fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes at 57%, and it's rated R. Another horror film opening is The Woman in the Yard, about an ominous-looking woman who mysteriously appears in a family's yard and gives dire warnings. No reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. Action fans might want to check out Jason Statham's new movie called A Working Man, where Statham's character is a mild-mannered construction worker with a special forces military background. You might think you've heard this story before, but no. This is much different than his last film, where he was a trained killer hiding his identity as a beekeeper. In A Working Man, Statham goes after the human traffickers who have kidnapped his boss's daughter. Be careful out there, folks. Pretty much everyone with a mild-mannered job is a trained killer. Let's go to the movies. Actor Bill Murray does not have many regrets over his 50-year career, but the Lost in Translation star appeared on the Howard Stern Show recently and did say he regrets turning down Clint Eastwood. Murray was enamored with some of Eastwood's earlier work and called him. Eastwood asked Murray if he would ever do another military role along the lines of Stripes. Murray told Stern he had sort of a been there, done that attitude and passed on what was most likely the film Heartbreak Ridge. And to this day, he still apologizes to Eastwood. Apparently, the phrase raw dogging has more than one meaning. Actor Patrick Warburton has taken credit for creating the practice by way of his character Putty from Seinfeld. Raw dogging refers to a travel trend in which a passenger boards a flight with no form of entertainment and doesn't even sleep. They just sit there and stare like Putty did on Seinfeld. Sound fun? It might be until it drives Elaine crazy and she breaks up with you. Yellowstone appears to be birthing yet another spinoff. Luke Grimes will revise his role as Casey Dutton. There are no storylines available yet, but the show will be produced by MTV Studios. Other Yellowstone spinoffs include 1883 and 1923, which is currently in its second season on Paramount+. Another anticipated Yellowstone spinoff will star Cole Hauser and Kelly Riley as Rip and Beth. It does not yet have a title. Ageism is still alive in Hollywood, but it's not as bad as it used to be for women, according to actress Cate Blanchett. The actress recently told Business Insider that when she started in the biz, an actress had a shelf life of 5 years. In Blanchett's case, it probably doesn't hurt that she's an Oscar winner. The actress is in the midst of a 30-year run with no sign of let-up in sight. The Elizabeth star credits more women producers and writers in positions of power that are more likely to develop roles and content for women. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, showery, and drizzly today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. We may catch an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon into tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered rain, 42 with more rain. Could be heavier rain likely tomorrow night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.